Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hey, guys. I hope you are good and God is with you and keeping you blessed. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and it is Sunday, and we are very blessed to be here just kind of, you know, praising God together and just trying to get out the grips of what it is that we're supposed to be doing in Christ and dealing with whatever life brings to us, right? Sometimes we need help along the way. It can be difficult and very uncomfortable for us because we are human beings. And so I'm just grateful that I get the opportunity to just talk about God and share, you know, what I've learned about him in church today and throughout my life as I've been chasing the Spirit of God and just trying to understand what it is my parents were trying to teach me about him. And so I just want to share it with you guys. And some things, there's a lot of stuff going on, right? There's a lot of stuff going on, and we're going through it with it. Whatever it may be, we are a part, somehow we are attached to what's happening in the world, even if we don't want to be, right? And like nuclear war possibilities, we are attached to that. We have nothing to do with the fight. And so, people hurting that we love, people sick that we love, and even being sick yourself. And just like, where did this come from? How did this just happen? Why am I here? And so that's life, doing life. And I just pray that you guys, my beautiful friends of Christ, recognize that Jesus, your Savior, does not want you to be in a place where you're so uncomfortable that you can't even think correctly. And so with that being said, I just wanted to share some things with you. There's a couple people that I know that are very sick. And so I want to, just let my friends know that we love them and that we care about them here at Solar. Riri, I know, sweetheart, that you are in a very bad place. But I want you to know, I know serious stuff going on with your kidneys. And so, baby, listen, sweetheart, I just want you to know that God loves you and you can get through this, but your mindset is so important that you just keep a positive mindset. Okay. And trust in God, trust that God is going to do what God needs to do, but you have to have your faith, okay? Use your faith, and just the size of a mustard seed, sweetheart. Just, it doesn't take a lot of faith. Just the size of a mustard seed. Just a little faith, okay? And just trust God, and walk with your head up, and know that everything is going to be okay, because He created you. All right. I don't give false hope. I just believe that we have to walk with a smile even to the end. We have to believe that when we're absent of the body, that we will be present with the Lord. So there's no reason for us to be sad. There's no reason for us to be broken. That's why it's important that you develop this amazing relationship with Christ. Please don't let that go. He loves you so much. And that's why He wants you to feel that insurance. That's why He died on the cross for us. That wasn't just something to do. So there's been a lot of sacrifices. And those sacrifices were for us. Jesus sacrificed so much, even dying on the cross, for us. And so, I'm just sharing with you, sweetheart, that I want you to be okay. I know you're hurting. I know you're afraid and you feel alone, but you're not alone. And God hears you. And I've been praying for you. And so, God, I'm asking right now in Jesus' name to just heal her body, to help her through this. Bless the doctors, give them direction, give them understanding of what's happening to her, and let the power of Jesus, the mighty power of Jesus, heal her body right now, Father. Touch this woman, redirect the disease. Thank you so much for being you. Thank you for making her. Thank you, Ray Ray, for calling out for Jesus' healing. He hears you, sweetheart. And that's why we're doing this. Also, there's a lot of other things going on. I want to, you know, we just lost another member of the Solar family, and she was the vice president of Solar, and she is a beautiful lady, and I watch, and, you know, my friends and my brothers and sisters go, whoa, man, oh, man, this is crazy. I can't believe it, you know. And, but that's life, life and death, right? They go together. They're one. And so I have my friend Doug that's featured on my album. And I'm worried about, you know, like we lost him years ago, but I still miss him. And I talk to his son periodically, and I could hear the pain. The pain is still there, you know, and so grief is real. Grief is real. And so I want the family to know, and myself to know, that God's got him. Everything's going to be okay. God's got him. And we got to trust in God. We got to believe that God is doing what he needs to do to bless all of us. And so let me see here. I want to share some more. It's just so much stuff going on in my heart. I want to pray for Doreen. Doreen was 96. I mean, her daughter is Lynn. Doreen passed away, and 96 years. Praise God. How, man, I'm 65, and I'm having a tough time at 65. She's 96. Praise God. What a blessing. You know, we were promised 70 years, right? So, and so 96, come on. Woo, my goodness gracious. So, Doreen, you blessed so many people, and so many people loved you for who you were, and you touched them. And so, you know, I know Lynn is hurting right now. And Lynn, I just want you to know that, you know, everything's going to be okay, sweetheart. I know it doesn't feel good. I know that pain is hurting, and so it's driving you crazy, right? It's like, oh my God, you know, I remember my auntie when my grandmother died, and I was at the funeral. You know, I'm talking to you directly, Lynn, on this one. I went to my grandmother's funeral, and my auntie, this one was my grandmother's youngest child. And so, I sat next to her, and she was like hurting. I mean, hurting so bad. And you could hear it in the way she was crying. And then in the way she was talking. And I just looked at her, and I was like, Auntie, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And you know, and I see my grandmother she loved the Lord. My grandfather was a pastor, and they had a church that they built right on their land. And so I knew that they were, you know, they loved the Lord. And so she is very close. So I knew in my heart of hearts that absent of the body is to be present with the Lord if you believe in him. And so my auntie, when I was telling her, it's okay, grandma's good. You're going to be okay, auntie. I'm so sorry that you're going through it. And my auntie just looked at me, Lynn, and she looked at me and she said, but you don't understand. That was my mama. And I was like, whoa. See, I truly never experienced losing my mom. So when she said that, it was heavy. And I go, wow. I'm so sorry. You know, we were created inside of that womb, and we were developed until a full human being before we were released to the world. And so there's something that happens between a child and their mother that that is just so special. It's so special. And you could see the walk with Mary and Jesus. I mean, Joseph was there, but Mary was the one, right? It was always about Mary. And so, Lynn, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, dear, for your loss. I sincerely am praying for you and your family. And I pray that you guys find the joy that your mom has given you. That you find something amazing about her. That you start to celebrate her life as opposed to crying over your loss. And I know it's a big loss. Like my auntie said, that's my mama. And so, let me see here. I want to share more with you guys about this because it's really important that we understand what people are going through. And so, you know, grief, it can be overwhelming. And it affects all aspects of your life. But it also means that you loved something or someone. It's totally normal to feel empty and broken and helpless after losing someone you love. That person held an important place in your life, and now it feels like you're losing, like you're missing a part of you. And I completely understand. When I lost my dad, I remember saying, "Dad, just please, Dad, please, just send me a sign, say something, let me know you okay wherever you are." I was only 33 years old when my dad passed away, and it was very hard. I didn't expect that. I remember he got sick, but everybody gets sick, and then you go to the doctor, you go to the hospital, you get better, and then, but in this case, my dad didn't get better. And so for me, for many years, I was hurting and in pain and just wanting to hear my dad's voice. And I never heard my dad's voice again, except for on tapes, because my father was a preacher. And so some of the things that he preached about let me know that he was okay. And that I had to be okay with the fact that he wasn't here anymore. And so I started celebrating him with my mom and with my sisters, just talk about how crazy Dad was and some of the things we did and laugh and all that kind of stuff, and how he was afraid of cats. And I mean, extremely afraid of cats. Like, Dad, are you kidding me? You're jumping up in the air because the cat's in the house. I mean, this grown man that was my intimidator, all of a sudden he's scared of something. And it was a kitten, a little cat. So, you know, so we started having fun. So eventually, Lynn, you will be able to find that place. I pray that you will be able to find that place of comfort where you can celebrate your mom's life and the many years that God gave her and the many years that you had with her, right? And all the things that she taught you. And so may God bless you and keep you, sweetheart. And, you know, just hang in there. Thanks, Greg, for sharing the situation to me. And my heart is right there. And we love you here at Solar Records Radio. And whatever we can do to just be a part of, you know, the healing process, please let us know. Okay? Lynn? All right. God bless you, dear. To all my other friends that we've been praying for, you know, may God bless you guys, and you guys stay strong and take care of yourselves. Charlotte, we still praying for you, my beautiful friend. Charlotte's over in the UK as well, and so much love for you. We're still praying for Astrid over in Amsterdam. Astrid, you know, may God bless you and take care of you. I want to pray for my friend Pam, who is in has double pneumonia, and so Pam, we're praying for you, my beautiful sister. And so just, and God, I hope you would just bless our brothers and sisters around the world that are just beat up and confused and sad and hurting and whatever they may be going through, you know, Father. And so we just ask that you just touch them and bless them and keep them. Okay. Amen. Thank you so much. We love you, God. Amen and amen. All right, guys. So listen, Jaira means that God did that. You are enough. You are everything that I need, even in this time of pain and stress and what I'm going through. See, in the Bible, there was a story, and there was going to be a sacrifice, and the sacrifice was that the man had to sacrifice his child. And so he was willing to do that for his relationship with Christ. And so when right before that, he had sacrificed a lamb. I think it was a lamb. And so and then when he went to sacrifice his son, right before he did, an angel from heaven came and said, "Stop, stop, stop." And he stopped and he said that Jaira is enough. So God basically had sacrificed for him through the lamb. And that's what Jesus was for us on the Christ. He is the Lamb of God. And he sacrificed so that our sins would be forgiven. He sacrificed for us. And so as we listen to this song, I just want you to remember that, you know, that he is enough. He's worthy. He loves us. And he loves you right where you are. So if you're hurting and you're going through a lot, just know that Jaira's got you. He's got you. God's got you. It's going to be good. We'll be back.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. Doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried. Call me out.
gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
Loving God, love people, and it's going to be okay. It's please look at the glass halfway full and not halfway empty. Trust Him. Trust God. He loves you. You are everything to Him, and you mean everything to Him. So don't be so hard on yourself. Don't give up. Don't be angry. Don't be mad. Just love. Just love. Try to, you know, because see, love is your way out. Love will do things for you that you cannot imagine. I can't even imagine what love will do to you, do for you. I'm just saying, love has been like a miracle maker for me. Love has blessed me beyond my belief. Love has just showed up. When I wasn't even capable of taking care of myself, my mom took care of me and raised me and fed me and kept me. I had no control, didn't know anything. That was love that did that. Love carried me through. And so just like love carried me through until I was able to put my feet on solid ground and walk and know the difference between right and wrong and know what I needed to do as a human being, as a young man, you know, my parents, because they guided me and they blessed me and they showed me and they taught me. All of that is just more love. You know, some of us don't get all of that love, and some of us get a lot more of that kind of love. But love ultimately is the key. And so you, I'm asking you to love yourself right where you are. Give yourself joy. Give yourself happiness. Love God and love people and know that you are good. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. All the time. You see situations, you may be hurting, you may be told you have cancer, you may be, but God is still good. He is still the king on the throne. He is capable of taking care of you right where you are. Whatever you're going through, I'm just asking you to just trust him and love, love. Love is the most important commandment. Love thy brothers and sisters. Love each other. And trust. But ultimately, you need to love yourself. Love yourself enough to know that you deserve to be loved. Love yourself enough to know that God loves you, the creator of you. Love yourself enough to take care of what God created. Come on. Love
him. Hallelujah. Salvation. And glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is wonderful. Come on, everybody, to the Lord. Salvation and glory. I dare you to sing it. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he's wonderful. Yes, he is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Sing it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. The Lord our God. He is wonderful. We're the altos. Come on, altos. All praises. To the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. Very wonderful. We're the soprano singers. Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, with a voice of victory. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power. He is wonderful. Everybody, everybody, come on. Come on, tonight. Make it glorious, make it glorious. Jesus tonight.
for giving me that song, As You Are My King. And people, they ask me, like, you know, don't you need to get paid to play in church, to play for the Lord? And no, I've already been paid. I'm paying him back. I'm giving back what God has given me. He has blessed me all of my life. I don't need the church to pay me to play. I am fortunate that I get the opportunity to praise him all the time. And when people say that, in my brain, when I repeat it, the man inside of me always goes, oh yeah, what about that? Then no. See, the spirit has to guide the man, because the man guiding the spirit will destroy him. So I have to allow myself to be driven by the spirit. Because I'm selfish. I am a sinner. I was born a sinner. But I am blessed by God. And I am so grateful that he's my king. I'm so blessed. I want you to listen to the words in this next song. It really blesses me. Oh, wow. And so we're running out of time here. We got about another 11 minutes. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. Please go to our page, solarrecordsradio.com, and look around and see if you see anything. We have a store in there as well. And if you want to buy something, please feel free to do that. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us today. We love you and appreciate you here. And to all the people that we've been praying for, including my brother-in-law, who I didn't mention, Kevin, we love you. Kevin Allen, he's a pastor as well, and he has a battle with cancer as well. And so, Kevin, we want you to walk again, and we would love to see you walk again, brother. So just keep up the good fight and know that God is with you. And so, but anyway, guys, thank you. Lynn, we love you, and we're with you. To everyone that I've been talking to and praying with, Riri, we got you, sweetheart. We love you, and we're praying for you, Riri. God bless you, sweetheart. And take care of yourself, Astrid. And, man, so many people that are, you know, hurting right now. And so Chloe's family, we want to remember them and what they're going through. And Charlotte, much love to you, sweetheart. God bless you. And Greg, who has been sick and stuff, but he's getting much better. And so that's our brother Greg here at Solar Records Radio. Much love to you, man, and take care. And once again, thanks for, you know, bringing that attention in regards to Lynn and her mom to us here at Solar Records Radio, so that we can pray with Lynn and help her to be, for God to help her to be okay. All right, guys, but listen, I want you to listen to the words. Don't just hear a song. Don't just hear a beat. I want you to really listen to the words in the song. Oh, it really blessed me. Talk to you later. I love you. God bless you.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me. Yeah.
those words, I'm no longer a slave of fear. I am a child of God. We are a child of God. We all belong to our Heavenly Father. Have a blessed week, guys. The ones that are celebrating the holiday on Tuesday, safe travels to everyone. Please be safe out there. God bless you. And remember, you got the victory. Jesus is in your corner. And y'all take care. We love you. See you guys later. Later, Greg. See you guys. Take care. Love you. Much.